Welcome back, beautiful souls. You're with myself, Hazel Halley. This week we have a super powerful solar eclipse in Libra on the 14th of October 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. Big thank you and shout out to my beautiful Patreons for the support. Much appreciated. If you would like exclusive content and mini personalized readings, head over to the Patreon on the website. $25.55 a month, that's less than a fiver a week, guys, for this exclusive content and to be part of the Patreon group. So if you'd like personal reading, Reiki sessions or attunements, past life regression, hypnotherapy or sound therapy or spiritual counselling, you can head over to the website. November is getting pretty booked now, guys, just to let you know. I am doing a lot of work lately. So before I get into the reading for the solar eclipse, I want to talk a bit about how strong my higher self and intuition are at the moment after everything I've went through. They were always strong, as you know from following along, that rhymed, with this podcast, but after everything I've went through, it's cracked me open even more. So yeah, Reiki attunements, distant and in person, readings, synchronicities. I'm also in love again with a soulmate that I've had many incarnations with. And we were so supposed to come into each other's lives at this time. I'm not going to say it was easy opening my heart and jumping back in after 12 years, but the heart is what feels, the head is the ego. So right now, I wanted to mention about the Reiki attunements on two of my level threes from America, and they're both in different parts of America, and they don't know each other in this incarnation, but they are part of our soul group. But I done their two attunements distantly there a couple of weeks ago, and they both seen my higher self during the attunement. My higher self is getting really strong now, and I could feel them, like that we were both there together. I could feel how strong it was, but to get that confirmation off them was amazing. I also done one on one of my soul sisters in person that lives, I won't mention where, but she's in Ireland. She's in Ireland and she finally got our level one. And the experience was so profound for the both of us. She was telling me after it like that it was our whole life and Akashic records of nearly everything she's been was kind of flashed before our eyes. And then about 2 weeks later, I was doing some sound therapy on her. And we got to the end where I was using the rain stick, and I started going into a trance when I was kind of doing this rhythm, and I was thinking, wow, this feels familiar. And while I was doing that, like, she got the download. We were saying we're going to actually have to just do a podcast sometime of talking about all the shit that's after happening with the two of us, of our last lifetime, of the two of us in the Magdalene Laundries. As I've mentioned before, if you've never heard about the Magdalene Laundries, they were rife over in Ireland back in the day. So if you had a child out of wedlock, if you got raped, didn't give a fuck, you were thrown in there, kid was taken off you. So yeah, we got a download of that. It was so strong. Then the readings as well that I've been doing, and sound therapies, and past life regressions are always strong, but the readings, like I've been saying, the messages that I'm getting through the readings, and then I've pulled cards and the whole thing has come out, and that's happened a few times. The other day it was a painting that one of my new soon to be Reiki students had painted. I'm sure she won't mind me saying, because I'm not mentioning her name, but she is going to be bringing herself out to the universe by the time we're done, girl. And the painting was exactly the same as like one of the front of the decks that I had whipped out. So yeah, there's just so much happening right now, guys. there just really is life. I don't know. I feel like I've had bleeding 100 lifetimes in this one lifetime already. And before I get into the rest of it, guys, yes, I'm just sharing all of that with you, especially that I'm back in love again, but I'm not asking for anyone's opinions or judgments. Nobody's living my life. Only me, so. This eclipse is still working with that new energy. We may not be able to wrap our heads around this energy just yet. Where we may land, eclipses are portals that bring fated events and land us exactly where we need to be. Even if it doesn't look like that at first, it's a time to surrender, not trying to control too much or resist. As this is in Libra, it will be amplifying balance in all aspects of our lives, especially in relationships, in giving and receiving, amplifying connections and intimacy in relationships. This eclipse will give us new skills to hone and share. This is linked in with the eclipses and themes from April 2023. So what was happening for you around that time, maybe whatever it is ready to be upgraded. Connecting with our inner world and deeper truths by going inwards. I pause that there. I do just have to hang on. Sorry, beautiful souls. I do apologize if there is background noise, but as I mentioned to my beautiful Patreons, I am spinning a lot of plates. I'm finding a balance there right now. I am very busy with my spiritual work. I'm also the sole provider for my daughter, managing all the extra responsibilities that comes along with being on me own there right now. Before I integrate a new relationship into that, I'm also creating the new life with the love of my life, my new soulmate. Well, I don't want to say new soulmate, I've had plenty of incarnations together, and yeah, life is eclipse season right now. We're in it, guys, so this podcast has to be done at this time. I have to get my daughter to karate after this, and I have to make food before that, so like I said, plenty of plates spinning. If there's a bit of background noise, that's life right now. Right, so where was I there? Connecting inner truths. By going inwards, we can unlock answers, see where we may be going on our next trajectory. What do we want to put out into the world? As ever, it is a powerful time for setting intentions, for manifesting, for spell ritual work, for energy cleanse and energy work, for crystal charging, for spiritual baths, for manifestation. So as ever, let us take a moment, shift our awareness, tune into our heart center, ground our cord into Mother Gaia, and also up into Venus and the cosmos, tuning into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. I'm playing some heart chakra frequency because I feel this whole month is a balance and a portal of in between the cosmos and the physical. So, yeah. So getting stuck right in, beautiful souls, our first card, overall energy collectively for this solar eclipse in Libra is sovereignty. So this is bringing in our self-power, our self-worth, reigning over our life with confidence, knowing our power. This is also tapping into the divine feminine energy because this has been suppressed for so many years on this realm, rock, whatever you want to call it. As we know, women have been kept small, even up to now, and some of them hold this twisted kind of sense of service that borders on servitude. So you know, while they may say that women are equal to men, we're still not. As we know, the masculine energy is ruling at the moment, and it's not a divine masculine. It's a masculine that's in its ego and that's wounded. And right now we need to bring back in the divine feminine energy to bring a balance back into this shit. But also standing in our own divine energy. Knowing that what we have accepted in the past isn't going to be accepted now for what we are creating. So how can you set firm boundaries for your world, for your empire? Ruling with fairness, with benevolence, with love. So how can you stand in your power? In what ways is standing in your power coming up for you during this solar eclipse? Our next card that we got is evolution. Nothing happens until the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change. Nothing happens until the pain of remaining the same outweighs the pain of change. Expansion of awareness and personal evolution comes from moving through the different levels of transformation within you. There isn't just one mountain, but many mountains within you that you traverse. At each level of transformation, before you ascend to higher states of awareness, there is often a period of discomfort. This period of discomfort can be quite challenging because transitions may not only affect you, but also those around you. Every mountain that you climb within you, dear one, corresponds to a different set of personal challenges. Spiritual awakening has many layers and stages. These layers are identified with the egoic sense of self and personality to transcend or take that leap of faith. From each mountain is to peel away yet another layer that represents the illusionary sense of self. These layers block you from your true magnificence. At each mountain before taking flight, you let go of what no longer serves your highest self. With every stage of transformation, your vibration is raised. You fly stronger, empowered with greater wisdom and understanding. Your soul takes this journey to grow and evolve. This, dear one, is the evolutionary path of the soul. Stay conscious of the mountains below and before you, and remember always that every mountain represents an opportunity to climb higher. The chakra associated with this is the solar plexus, located in between your rib cage. The colour is yellow. It deals with our confidence and our sovereignty. The exercise is to reflect on your life. What holds you back? Is it time to detach from what no longer serves you with love? The affirmation, I am courageous as I take that leap of faith. From every mountain I traverse within me. So, well, how on point was that for our eclipse season? So on point. So our next cards is from my first deck, Intuition Oracle. What's coming up here strongly is self-love and also inner temple. So as I was mentioning, I do feel the heart chakra is going to be activated during this solar eclipse, as it is bringing a balance, and the heart center is the portal in between. So with self-love and self-care, knowing your worth, knowing that you come first, knowing that it's okay to fill your cup up, reminding yourself that you are safe, that you are creating your next chapter. That this too shall pass. The inner temple is coming up strong. Of course, linking in with the self-love and going inwards to your inner temple. Nourishing your inner temple. Nourishing your mind, your body and your soul. What needs nourishment for you during this powerful, powerful eclipse season? What are some ways that you can tap into self-love? So I am moving on to the tarot. I didn't ask questions this time because me intuition and higher self said that we just needed to pull cards and see what we needed to hear. So that's what I done. So first of all, under this energy, there is stepping out to be seen and be heard, self-mastery of what you're creating, what you're bringing to the world. But again, this can't be done alone. We all need help at some point in our journey. As I always mentioned, there is things that we need to do ourselves, but there is also people there that can open doors for us. So what are you creating? What are you wanting to share with the world? I'm also feeling though that there's some resistance coming in and holding ourselves back from being seen at what we are good at and what we came to do. There is a chance under this energy to refine our intuition, redefine, upgrade, upskill, tap into that energy. I do feel that there is some resistance coming in to that. So with that, there is going to have to be blasted open with some sort of hurt or adversity to evolve and create through that, bringing the experiences from that and birthing it to the universe. I'm also feeling transmutation coming up quite strong during this energy, as we know, also transformation during eclipse season. As I mentioned at the start, balance of giving and receiving coming in here strong in all aspects. What you put out, you get back into the world. Again, as well, with the law of attraction, it's not just visualization. You need to put the physical steps in also to help bring that in, as we are in a physical reality here right now. We didn't come here to be ascended masters. We came here to master this physical reality and have this experience that we're in right now. There's a resistance to transformation and evolving here. There's a need to take responsibility and stop blaming others and evolve through these experiences. This metamorphosis that is happening. A breaking away of the old, a shedding of the old skin and an embracing of the new. I'm feeling like shedding what's not serving and then intertwining with the new. But there's definitely some resistance coming in there strong to that. And because that resistance is there, it's leading to, again, this lack of self-love, this not tapping into this matrix of abundance that's there, not creating that reality that you can do, dreaming big, knowing that you're nourished by the universe, that it's safe to love yourself, to spend on yourself, to invest in yourself and not feel guilty about it. But right now, the collective isn't there because they're not stepping into this transformation. Well, some of them aren't. Whether we're stepping into this transformation or not, the universe is going to do it because we're on our ascension journey and that's the way it works. And our last card that we got is Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel will help you find tolerance and forgiveness. He works on the violet ray of purification and transmutation, helping you to release lower vibrations and ascend to a higher way of being. Angel wisdom suggests that you visualize yourself in the violet flame and invoke Archangel Zadkiel to help you. Place your troubles in the difficult relationships within the flame so that all negativity is transmuted. You are blessed to have drawn this card today, for it indicates that you are ready to walk the path of light. The affirmation, I am cleansed within the violet flame. What a powerful archangel to call on. Again, working with transmutation, as we are working with transformation during this energy. I do also have a guided hypnosis violet flame meditation up on the podcast. I will look for a link to leave it in underneath the description below of this. It will help you with this energy. I will be back for the lunar eclipse in Taurus on the 28th of October. Namaste, beautiful souls. Enjoy this energy.